Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Discharge in that war.
Wenda.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Ah, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Ah, what a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful feast. It's been a wonderful time in the Most High Yah. I pray all that is gathered here tonight are hearing me well. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless Yah, saints. Pray that I am coming over well. Just waiting a little bit before I get started here to see if we have anybody able to hear my voice. All right, we're getting response here. I know I understand the delay, a little bit of delay there, but praise Yah. Yes, we did have a wonderful, beautiful wedding today between our dear brother Victor and sister Jordan. They were united, and they're about to seal this covenant later this evening. Need no more to say on that, but we are very thankful, very elated for them. It's a beautiful thing to see in our time and our hour. As Pastor reflecting, you know, this is a reflection of the church. A reflection of the church, and it is wonderful in our eyes. The institution of this very thing of bringing forth a covenant between a man and a woman, between Christ and the church, between the church and Yah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And as all of us were joined together on Shabbat yesterday, heard the wonderful words, heard the reproofs, the admonishments, the exhortations of the word of Yah, which is good, which is good. It's amazing in this walk that, you know, as Yeshua walked this earth, that he had to deal with the religious spirits of his day. And even in this time, in this hour, we're dealing with religious spirits in our day. And it is sad, you know, that a lot of people out there are naming the name of Christ outwardly. But inwardly, they have no substance. They have no being. They have no depth and no height and no width to the very thing that they attest to. And pretty much they have not made covenant with the Holy One of Israel. Want to be called Israel. They want to bear the name of Hebrew, but inwardly it's empty, hollow. And you can tell this by their very actions, by their very speech. You know, as Pastor went over the various scriptures and passages yesterday, you know, pretty much bringing this forth. Scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, and the falsities, and true, you know, this war that we're in, it is very spiritual. I mean, and I hope that, you know, wherever you're at in your walk, wherever you're at in your talk, that you are growing and the knowledge and the grace of our Savior, that your discernment, that your seeing, that your hearing is being heightened, it's being sharpened, it's being keened. And the only way that can be done is by the Word. And the Word allowing it to get into your heart, to get into your mind. And then allowing the things in this life to even help hone that word and get that word ingrained in you, because we're going to go through a lot of sufferings. We're going to go through a lot of tribulations. We're going to go through a lot of pains. But we, as the people of Yah, our minds are totally different from when we was out there in the world. We don't escape the tribulations. We don't escape the sorrows. We don't escape the sufferings, because we know that these are here in this life, in this walk, they are here to perfect us, to mature us, to bring us closer to the one that called us. Yeah, many are called, and that's a lot of people hear his voice, but they don't really have root in themselves. They don't really stay the course to be chosen. And once you are chosen, saints of the Most High, I implore you to stay in this race. Run this race with patience. This is a patient walk. We don't do it on our time, on our understanding, on our way, on our own selfishness. This thing has always got to be done in Yah's time. And if it's done in his time, through obedience, he will bring this thing to a bountiful crop, to bear much fruit. But like I said in past broadcast, we've got to remain in the vine. He is the vine. We are the branches. We can't break ourselves off from him and think we're going to bear fruit. A lot of people out there think that they can bear fruit of themselves. They let a fence come and break them off of the vine. And then they go out and think they're going to bear fruit, think they're going to sustain their walk by their own strength. And I've seen many, many, many people wither, die, and then they have the saying come to pass, they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. You go out there into the world, and they get a double portion of the world that when they were in the world before they come to regeneration, this that pales into comparison, you know, the heathen that they have become after they have rejected the truth. And it's all over a little offense, you know, all over these external hurts and pains. I mean, we've really, as the people of Yah, we really need to mature. We really do. And we've got to mature in His time. Because if we are the branches and He is the vine, we're only going to bear fruit when the vine desires to bear fruit. But He desires all of us to bear fruit, for He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Well, bless you, saints. This is Teacher Shane, Brother Shane, servant of the Most High Eye, in here tonight, fellowship and with fellow servants, which is a good thing. Here again to break bread tonight, to fellowship with the only thing I know that has a true fellowship, which is in Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is our substance. He is our being. We really got to get our minds to this state of understanding. You hear me over and over say and declare it, and then I'll always continually have this in my mouth, that without Him we can do nothing. This should be a testimony each and every day. And if you continually say this within yourself, say it with your mouth, you wouldn't believe how much overcoming just even in that, even in saying that, but saying that with your heart. Don't say it with your mind. Say it with the substance of your being. We say a lot of things out of our head, which becomes idle words. But the things that are really heard are the things that are coming out of the heart, as we heard yesterday. That which proceedeth out of the heart, that is that which defiles the man. And you see that the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, you know, they only could, you know, really attest to the external things. Oh, yeah, eating with unwashed hands, your hands are dirty. You're going to get yourself sick. Which Christ had to reprove and rebuke them, yeah. Y'all only know this by the tradition of the elders, the tradition of your fathers. You know, the external things which were handed down, the hollow things which were handed down. And the same is such today. We are to keep His laws, commandments, and statutes. And there's a lot of Hebrew groups out there, you know, that push this to the zenith. But the one ingredient that they really miss that is able to help us and to keep us in the commandments, statutes, is His Holy Spirit. If it wasn't for His Holy Spirit writing the laws in our hearts and in our minds, we would not have the strength to perform the commandments. You know, it's His law. It's His love. It's His strength that gives us the ability to keep commandments. For Yah is love. And anything that is the embodiment of love, not as the world is trying to peddle off and sell their version of love, but we see Yah's love, say about 2,000 years ago, a son hung upon a tree. For who? For the children that were given to Him. To whom, you know, the book that we're in now, the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, again, is the children that have been given to Yeshua. We have read that, and we have given testimony, we've given witness to that as Hebrews. And it's a beautiful thing to be in this family. One thing that is so strong and should be so strong, especially among the Hebrews, is family. We need to look at each other as family. We cannot take the form and the structure of this family, the family of Yah, and try to frame it after our former carnal families, our former temporal families, our families born after the flesh and after the blood. But now here we are, of the family of Yah, born after the Spirit, and born of His that washed us and cleansed us. And the only way that blood can be dispensed to wash and cleanse us, He had to put Himself on a tree. There was a sacrifice. That was a great suffering. But how did He endure the suffering? His love, His love, His love. He saw you. He saw me. He saw all the family, all the children that had been given Him. And that love, that compassion that drove Him, and the passion that drove Him to the tree was His great love for us. And we should not forgive this. We should be continually looking into this love and trying to obtain this love and to take this love and share it and part it with one another. That is the beauty of fellowship of family. Because we have one thing in common, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is our bread. He is our life. He is our water. He is everything that consists in us to make us, and with boldness for us to call ourselves Hebrew Israelites. We are children of the King. And that is a beautiful thing. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Yeah, we have been in a study in the book of Hebrews for quite a while. And again, better things are for the children of Yah. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. That in this walk, that in this talk, that is in this conversation, that in this faith, that we have a being. We have a substance, that we have something real. We have something that is tangible. We have something as a family that is everlasting. Though we may depart from this physical world and this physical fleshly body will go down to dust, we will still remain. Why? Because we are part of Him. We let His word become part of us. And because we let that word become part of us, we took on His word. We clothed ourselves with His word. Therefore, we are covered. Therefore, we have no shame in our nakedness, so we can go boldly into the kingdom by His covering, by His work, by His love, by His suffering. If we don't suffer, we're not going to reign. And we've got to look at suffering as getting us there to reign. It's there to mature us into that kingship, mature us into that priesthood. God, it is written, and learned He obedience by the things which He suffered. And we're learning obedience by the things which we suffered. But we don't let the suffering be an offense to us. We don't let the suffering be something that backbites us and tailbears us and belittles us and causes us to, you know, to increase more in self-hatred and self-bitterness. Now, we look at these things as something that this bread is here to nourish. To nourish. Because the bread did come from heaven. And we did partake just recently of His body and of His blood. And we should have known. And we should have had understanding when we entered into this feast what we were partaking of. not entering into it and asking as our fathers did of old, what is this? What is this? What is it? What is it? What is it? Like when they were out in the wilderness. And this little bread was upon the ground. We know what it is and who it is. Why? Because the thing that is within our hearts, that is within our being, we have experienced it. Not only with our eyes and our ears, we have experienced it with the ears and the eyes of our heart, with the inner man, with that spiritual man able to be awakened and enriched and enlivened with his being. That's a beautiful thing at this fellowship level. We've got to get our fellowship level deep into the spirit. A lot of us are still in the outer court, still rumping around in the flesh. We've got to gradually move into the soul and get these mind, these will, and these emotions under control as servants and not as masters. Then once we get that reign established, then we move into the spirit. And we mature. And our eyes can see. And our ears can hear. And we can discern which is good and that which is evil. We know which words to edify and which words to rebuke. Which words to command. Because we understand that the genesis of all things is the spirit. Well, we must first begin in the natural to see what is taking place in the natural. Our eyes and our ears is about to be sharpened to that point that we're seeing and hearing and looking at that natural thing, but we're gaining our understanding and knowledge from that which is from the spirit and not from the flesh. That is where our true judgment is going to come to pass. It's going to come to fruition. It's going to come to maturity. When we can actually grow in the spirit and judge things from the spirit by the structure and the composite of the word of Yah, which is strengthening us, which is guiding us, which is our light and our lamp. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Last time we fellowship saints in the book of Hebrews, again, we're going to have another passionate, because our Savior was passionate. And saints of the Most High, Yah, when you read this word, you get passionate. Get passionate with it. I mean, immerse yourself in it. This book should be read. These words should be read apart from reading it like a book. These words, they are life. If we would just take them and understand them that these were spoken by our Savior. But you see, this King James Bible is full of errors. But if you have the Holy Spirit, He will lead and guide you into all truth. He will give you the unction. He will give you that enlightenment, that knowing, that presence, that witness of that which is true and of that which is false. He will help you to prove all things, but He will help you to hold fast that which is true. Praise Yah. But in Hebrews chapter 6, I've been looking, you know, back and forth as I've been speaking. My eyes have been falling on verse 7 again of Hebrews chapter 6. Because we've been reading about maturing. Know that as we go on, especially in these physical years, we mature spiritually. Even though our bodies might be aging, there's something about the spirit man that is growing. The spirit man don't age. This body, this outward, this temporary tabernacle, it will age. It has an appointed time for it. But your inner man, the spirit that is in you, it does not have these limitations. Now that you have entered in to a covenant with the Most High God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now you have a gift imparted into you by the Spirit. And this gift is eternal life. Eternal life. And our minds and our hearts and our understanding and everything, where we've got to really start looking from the eternal. Because this temporal, it is passing away quickly. I know a lot of us, you know, we don't know how long we've been in this world. But it's amazing. You know, as you get older in age, you know, this body ages. You know, the blink of an eye, 5 years is nothing. And in the blink of an eye again, 10 years becomes a blur. 20 years is like, wow, where did time go? But saints of the Most High, we're getting ready to enter into His world, which has not these boundaries. We cannot comprehend this. We just got a little taste, an earnest of the Spirit of what is coming for us. That is, if we just endure, if we would just mature and endure and allow our minds just to have a little taste, and have our hearts just to have a little taste, just a little snippet of that which is to come. That is enough to get you hooked. That is greater than this cocaine and this marijuana and all the drugs of this world that try to give you a temporal euphoria, while the Most High Eye, He says, hey, I got something for you that's going to give you an eternal euphoria, eternal joy. There's a time coming where them tears that you shed, I'm going to wipe them away, and they're not going to be there no more. Say, this temporary life that you live, you're gonna look at it, and you're going to fold it up as an old garment, and you're going to be glad to cast it down, to cast it off. I know many of us in this time, in this hour, we'd like to cast off this temporal body now, with its pains and its aches and its lust and the things that it desires. And we have a desire, but, you know, again, in Most High Yah's time, as Paul said, I have a desire to depart. But he said, I know in Yah's time, it's needful that I stay for you until my appointed time. And then when that time came, he knew his time was coming. He said, hey, I finished. I have fought a good fight. I'm ready to be received up. And all of us, if we endure unto the end, we've got to make this salvation, this same thing, full. The end of this faith, the end of this walk of faith, is the salvation of our souls. If we would allow Him to save us, let Him get you to be of the chosen. Many hear His voice, don't many stay to be chose. But verse 7 says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and we, you know, as earthen vessels, we receive the water of the word, and we drink it, and we should be drinking it. When that former and latter rain, you know, these bodies, they need that water. They need that living water. I thank Yah for the Shabbat in its cycle. Because that is water. Do you know, water to nourish me, to get me to the next Shabbat. It says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and is, and because it receives this rain, it says it bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. As we receive this word, and we take this word, and we allow it to perform in us, we allow it to have fruit, because we receive the water of the word and we prepare ourselves to have much fruit. And the only way we can have fruit, we gotta be obedient to it. We gotta receive the engrafted word into our hearts. We gotta receive the seed, which is the word of Yah. And that seed is no good if it abides alone. But plant it in your being and see what it will bring forth. Water it, but let Yah give the increase. Let Yah give the increase, because He is a good husbandman. He knows how to bring forth a bountiful harvest. We are servants. We are servants. We are servants. We've learned from the greatest servant, and are learning from the greatest servant that this time is ever known. And that was Yeshua HaMashiach. And we thank Yah for it. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. And because of this harvest, because of the herbs that are reaped from this, they receive blessings from Yah. But it says in verse 8, but that which beareth thorns and briars. You know, that's a correlation here, because before it said earlier in chapter 240, it's impossible for those who were once enlightened, tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of Yah and the powers of the world to come, they received that rain. They received that rain. But it said they fall away. They fall away. And it says if they try to come back again to renew and to repentance, you're going to go out there into the world and deny. You receive all this love and all the blessings as what we read here. We received a taste of the world to come, and you cast it away. If they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves the Son of Yah fresh, these are the ones that bringeth and beareth thorns and briars. It's rejected. The amazing thing about a thorn and a briar, they prick and they poke, just as like the words of a talebearer. Just think the words of one that is bitter, one that is jealous, one that is envious. They start bearing these thorns and briars. And if they go far with this, and this harvest comes home where all the nothing that is reaped is thorns and briars, they have fell away. Because the word of Yah, when that is planted, it does not bring forth thorns and briars. The seed, the word of Yah, when it is planted, brings forth herbs, which are meat, which are a blessing to those which prepared themselves to reap such. But those that bear thorns and briars, they say, is rejected. And it is nigh unto cursing. And their end is to be burned. Verse 9 says, then going back, but beloved, beloved, beloved. And that's one thing that we really, really, as the saints of the Most High, need to really start receiving. Be loved. Be loved. I've seen a lot of people, I've seen the love of Yah, reach to great depths to some people. But I seen that they did not perceive it as the love of Yah, because the thorns and the briars which they had reaped for themselves clouded their hearing, clouded their eyes, to where they could not see that this was the love of Yah trying to bring them unto perfection, trying to bring them out of darkness, trying to reach out a hand to get them out of the fire. These people became bitter and engrossed with hatred and thought everyone was against them, when their own hearts and their own minds condemned them that they were pretty much without, because of the thorns and the briars, knowing that they were rejecting the Most High Yah. But we, the Hebrews, are the beloved. The beloved. And if you're going to go into deeper realms of maturity, you're going to have to take deeper realms of correction, deeper realms of rebuke, deeper realms of reproof. We just had one recently, an elder. Last time he was up before the people, he testified of the need of correction. And then when that word come and tried his heart, he could not receive it. He could not receive the correction. He could not receive the love of Yah. And I'm wondering, sir, when you were ministering this, were you ministering in love? Were you ministering by the Spirit of Yah? Or were you ministering by the perceptions of your flesh, the perceptions of your carnal mind? What is being spoken? I mean, even I myself, and I'll use myself as an example, anytime before I get up, even in this venue here, speaking to the people, yeah, I make sure. And I pray to Yah to take me out of the way and to use this vessel to speak your word, Most High. That I do it in love and compassion. That I would see myself and see, you know, through my years and through my experiences, my faults, my failures, my sorrows. And then speak to the people with compassion. And a lot of people don't think that even sometimes, you know, harsh rebuke is some of the strongest, deepest realms of compassion towards you. But we don't want to be loved, because we liken, you know, the correction, the reproof to experiences that happened in our former walk. We still carry, you know, the bitternesses of our former life. We still carry the envyings from the old man and the jealousies from the old man. We have somehow had some kind of chest within our being, locked away these things, you know, just as a safety measure. So when the time comes when my feelings hurt, when all of a sudden nobody knows the trouble I've seen, and nobody knows, you've not walked a mile in my shoe, and you don't know who I am. I'm unique, and there's no one like me, and I'm so damn selfish, and you. No, they go back, you know, to the lockbox. Go back to that carnal lockbox. Climb in. Get that 180 proof out and drown themselves in themselves. But Yah's heart towards us is for us, his children, to be loved, to receive his love. We have a testimony, we have a covenant written from cover to cover of a full testimony, a full body of love. All our lives, some of us have been looking for love and desiring to be loved, desiring to be accepted. But somehow, some way, we find it a strange thing. And we don't want to enter into the embrace of the Most High Yah at any time. We don't want to accept him as a father, that he loves us. He will pull out a belt and show your side. He will bust your butt. We don't want to receive that love. We don't want to receive that correction. And we don't look at it as correction because we take that form and liken it to something of the old man, which we cannot do. We got to put old things away. Our testimony is old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So this love, now that you've been shown, this should be a new thing to you. The things that are of the old should not be tacked. And the eyes of the old and the glasses of the old should never be put on in this new walk. You've got to be loved. Excuse me. And this beloved, it means esteemed. I mean, you're dear to him. You're his favorite. And that you're worthy of love. You know, you saint of the Most High Yah, you are worthy of love. Do you want to receive that statement that you are worthy of love? So many people are crying out to be loved, but don't know how to receive love. And we have a whole testimony of love set before us. But beloved, says, we are persuaded better things of you. And this is this we, those that the Most High Yah has raised up to minister the word of Yah to you. And ministering is not only in word only, but it's also in conversation, in our daily walk, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we talk, the way we perform things throughout the day. But, you know, we, the ones that have been called, you know, to be pastors or apostles or prophets, or evangelists, teachers. You know, these are gifts that when Yeshua led captivity to captivity, went up on high and he dispersed out of himself these gifts because of his love for the beloved. And we not to look at the vessels that Yah has prepared to speak his words as though they are carnal man. We will mess up greatly if we look at the vessels that Yah has prepared to speak his word, to minister his word, and liken them unto some carnal being, liken them unto, you know, something of your past. That somehow, you know, maybe pastor, you know, in the strength of his ministering may bring you to, you know, a situation in your past, you know, where anger and all that stuff was lifted up at this height, and then you liken that to his demeanor. No, you are seriously wrong, and you are in danger. You are in danger. Do we come to service? Do we come to service with our minds and our hearts and at a state of rest to receive the word of Yah in whatever form it may come? Because this word is here to help us to enter into rest. Because we hear a lot of word, especially on the Shabbat. And now since scripture study is coming back into fruition, we will see more word for us, more love, more direction. More instruction in righteousness. And these are the ways of this life. You want to be perfected? Then you've got to hear the imperfections that are in you. Are you willing to hear the word of Yah to let you know what is right with you and what is wrong with you? Are you ready to let the Most High Yah mold you and cut you and mature you in the vessel that he has in his heart and in his mind? Or are you in this walk for your own self-gain, for your own self-interest, as we've seen some in times past have been in this for personal gain? And they were found out, and they're out there with the thorns and the briars. But, beloved, we are persuaded. I am persuaded better things of you. Pastor Dow is persuaded better things of you. You should understand that by the word that is coming forth, especially from this ministry. We are persuaded better things of you. When this rebuke comes harsh and heavy, this is better things that are persuaded of you. And you got to get that mindset on. That everybody, that mindset, get that mindset away that everybody is against you. That is an old man. That is that old nature. That is that old defiled, stanky piece of shit. Oh, no, he said shit. Oh. See? Oh. You're going to eat with unwashing hands? You said shit? Be persuaded of better things, because we are persuaded of better things for you and things that accompany salvation. You know, even in, you know, my passion, which, you know, is not my passion, because the passion that is being welled up in me is coming from this word. It has its origin from the word itself. It has its origin with the Spirit of Yah. I believe that to the uttermost, because I desire that. That is my prayer even before I speak before the people of Yah, that something would be imparted unto you, that you would receive strength and edification. But if it has to come by rebuke and reproof and correction, then so be it. Take it as such. Take it as that better things are being persuaded of you. Though we thus speak. That's why I speak. Why I minister as a teacher of Yah. That's why I love to do it with passion. And it is not at the level of passion that our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, had toward us. But I've got to get to that point. If I'm going to broadcast that seed, I have a desire with all that is in me, with all by the strength of the Holy Spirit, if somehow, some way my words can penetrate some of your hearing, some of your seeing, and you receive strength, then I am persuaded of better things for you, because that's more my speech. I know all these years I've been Pastor Dow, that is everything that he has spoken is because he's persuaded better things of you. And we, especially me and Pastor, been in this thing a long time. And you talk about, you want to know who has the trophies of rejection and who gets rejected the most? We have to deal with this rejection. We have to overcome this rejection. We it be woe unto us if we minister not the things that are better persuaded of you. Whoa. Because the Most High God has fitted us for this purpose. He is putting words in our mouth, putting this gospel to be represented by us for a purpose. And are you going to turn around and liken it to a carnal man, an angry man, a hateful man, this and that? Woe unto you. You do not know the heart of Yah. You do not know the Spirit of Yah. As we endure much suffering as ministers of Christ, we've suffered a lot of rejection, and some of these people get a little grain of salt of rejection, and it causes them to go straight to hell. Consider those which minister you, how much rejection they have to deal with. We don't think about that. We have our own worlds. We're encapped and imprisoned in our own world. Now, just think, if the Most High Yah was the same way, how could it be omniscient and omnipresent? How could it be mindful of me and mindful of you and mindful of all our brothers and sisters at the same time if he was selfish, if he was self-absorbed? So we don't understand this power that he wants us to have a taste of, that he wants us to express, that he wants, you know, us to yield and submit and wholly give ourselves to him so that he can work through us. We are all ministers of Christ, and there is something we've got to minister. Even though you might not be in front of people, you're in front of brothers, and you're in front of sisters, you're in front of the family of Yah, and there is something that you yourself can do to help benefit others. Because we are persuaded better things of you, and that's why we speak. And that is the compelling of our speech. And our speech, why we're compelled, because it's not our word, it's his word that we're bringing forth. That's, you know, the passion and the love that it takes to bring forth this word to you. Because the word says, if you don't receive the love of the truth, you know, it takes a love even for me to get behind this microphone. I have to get out of my damn self to get in, you know, to minister. I have to die to some part. All of us do. The ministers, I mean, Paul even himself gave testimony to that. There's something that we, the ministers, y'all have to do day. We have to die because we are capacity. We've got to give forth this word. We got to minister this word no matter what is thrown back at us from looks and from deceivings, from backbitings, and from tailbearings. You know, we're still, you know, the Most High God is looking at us to keep the course, to keep our eyes on the prize, to set our face like a flint, to be not persuaded by these things. Because this is your mission. When you're on this mission, you don't look to the left, you don't look to the right, you don't get distracted in any means, but you perform that which I have sent you to do. And a lot of people don't understand this about those that are appointed of Yah. And you, which are called of Yah, you know, you hear his voice. And you know the ones that have been raised of his voice to be an extension of his being. For you to taste and to follow this 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then fall away? When all this time, better things were persuaded of us, and we were persuaded of better things for you. This stuff is working death in us. But we let that death work in us that it can be life unto you. And I hope that you hear this life. I hope that you hear, beyond these words, the life which is reaching out to you and trying to clutch you and trying to cleave you. We are given testimony of his life. And I want you to be saturated by his life, even by the words that I speak, the words that pastors speak, Pastor Coy, all those vessels that are called. We don't need to despise them as some did. And I've went through a lot of despising in my day, in my time, in my hour of ministry. And I see the looks and I see the grumblings and the disgruntlements. And it's not long afterward, these people are gone, not knowing the Most High Yah is mindful of their doings. And when he is reaching out to you and his love is reaching out, that you slap that hand back. And we're trying to express to you people, Yah, the things that accompany salvation. No, Yah is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, which you have showed toward each other. We are the family of Yah. We are the Hebrews of Yah. And we've got to really look deeper at this family. This is not a family of your flesh and your blood. This family goes deep. This is a family of the Spirit. And we need to be knitted and joined together more and more and more and more day by day. Let us sharpen one another. Let us correct one another. It's a sad thing when brother tries to correct brother and they cannot come to a mature understanding of one another. One cannot receive the correction of another. Why refuse correction? Really, really think about the correction. Is it there to cast you away? Is it there to tear you down? Was it there to belittle you and make you look as though you're nothing? Or was it there to bring you closer to Yah, to build you stronger? Was it something showing in you that you don't want to look at yourself, that you don't want to deal with yourself? So you get bitter. So the work that you should be doing in yourself and repenting and getting that thing out of you, you turn it into bitterness and slaughterings and backbitings and jealousies at another brother or at another sister. But Yah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. And this has got to be a labor of love. This thing, it's what persuades us. This is what persuaded me all these years. Been in this walk and lost two wives and children. But I got to keep my face aflint. I've got to walk this course, which the Most High has called me. These ingrainedness, I cannot get away from it. I am a prisoner of him, but this is a good prison. I am grateful to be his servant. I am very grateful to serve all these years and to suffer the things which I suffered. If it wasn't for all the rejections and all the backbitings, it would not have made me stronger. The people that held these things, they desired it to make you weaker. But those that have the mind of Yah and the heart of Yah, they take that thing which was thrown against them and make it for them. If Yah be for us, who can be against us? No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We really got to look at this thing more than just a temporal level. We got to really look deep into our hearts and our minds and see, am I in this of a truth? Why am I in this? Are you ready to suffer loss? If you said yes, then Yah is going to have to be your strength. You have no strength in yourself to overcome these things. And you've got to come to that realization. Again, without him, we can do nothing. That's why I'm persuading you of better things. Better things. Better things are coming. You know, like you heard, the king is coming. That's better things. That's better things. That is there to strengthen us. We don't know when he's coming, but he is coming. He is coming. He is coming. That's why we speak these things that do accompany salvation. Because when he comes, he's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name. When we're doing it for one another, when we're having this harvest and this fruit of love once among another, we're doing it toward his name. And that ye have ministered to the saints, and you do minister. And again, it is our desire that every one of you do show the same diligence as you hear me, hear Pastor, hear any vessel of the Most High that is up with passion, with fervor, with intensity, you know, bringing forth the word of Yah. Know this is the desire of Yah. This is the desire in the vessel to persuade you of better things. Because we have a desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Hope. Unto the end. And we do minister hope, and I pray each time, and we do come together in fellowship, that you have your hope strengthened. Until, you know, the time of your sojourn in here must end. And that you be not slothful. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. It's got to be done through faith. And whose faith do you think it's going to be done through? It's going to be done through his faith. And the faith which I now, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yah, who gave himself for me. Now in Ephesians 3:14, again, this persuasion, this desire. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Savior, Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, you know you have family in heaven? Hebrews, saints of the Most High, you know you got family in heaven? Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What? That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. And I'm putting emphasis on all, everything up that is of him, that sufficiency is of him. That he would grant to you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit, by his spirit. In the inner man, hear these words, listen to them. Let the rain fall upon the earth. Let the earthen vessel drink it. Come on, earthen vessel, drink it. Because as often as this rain falls upon you, this word falls upon you, the water, the washing of the water by the word that falls upon you, soak it in. Receive it. So that you can bear herbs, that you can bear good fruit, that you can mature. Then when the time of harvest comes, that you have your arms full of something to give to the ones that gave you. They will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts, that Christ will dwell where? In your hearts, by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, him dwelling in your hearts. And as I read that, I'll let you know that, and we're going to look into that probably later on in future scripture studies. I am compelled in my heart and my mind by the Spirit, you know, in upcoming scripture studies, to do a teaching on the tabernacle. I don't know how long it's going to take. Probably going to talk with Pastor on this, but this probably will be one of the most extensive teachings on the tabernacle. Why? Why must we have a teaching on the tabernacle? Because you are the temple of Yah. And you've got to understand the construct. especially in this time, this hour, wherewith you are made. Wherewith you are made to be a dwelling for him. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, because you are the building of Yah, that ye being rooted and grounded, you that ye, notice that, being rooted gives firm foundation. The only way a tree can stand and be strong as it is, it's got to have a strong root structure. If I didn't have my roots in the good ground of Yah, all these storms of rejection, all these storms of people going away and backbiting and tailbearing. You know, if I had no depth of root, I would myself be taken away of the storm. But I allowed my roots, and you need to allow your roots to grow deep in him. That you being planted by the living waters, by the river, that you shall not be moved. And you should be persuaded that you will not be moved. Have that in your hearts and your minds, that you could command the root structure of your being to be rooted and grounded in him, because you do not want to be moved. That you be rooted and grounded in love. And once you are rooted and grounded in love, that you will be able to comprehend, you will understand, that you will have this understanding. That you may comprehend, may be able to comprehend with all saints, you family, what is the breadth and length and depth and height. This thing is not hollow. This thing has substance. And it's not a thing. It is the body of Christ. And this is the family, the Hebrews, the children of Yah that this is written to. And to know the love of Christ. We got to know the love of Christ. And this love that Christ had, and this love which we read, and this love which we experience day by day, and this love which we experience amongst one another. Me and Pastor, you know, in our years, have we experienced betrayal? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, but if we're going to reign with Yeshua, we're going to suffer with him. If we're going to have the same mind as he has, then we're going to suffer the same things that he suffered. That we could go to him and put on his mind. That means with his mind, with his spirit, with his power, overcome rejection, overcome betrayal, overcome backbiting. Overcome the bitterness that was thrown at us. I remember one time in our walk, me and Pastor, because we were so, you know, we ministered so close together. We ministered in the spirit to a point where a lot of people, you know, some people come to know us as they called us the ministers of condemnation. And I'm like, ministers of condemnation, when I know in our hearts and our minds, the things that we're speaking, we're persuaded better things of you. And you know, even far in this walk, I can understand where their mind was at. So what if the word of Yah is expressed in anger? Listen to the substance. Why is it being broadcasted in this manner? Is it really anger? Is it? Or is it an anger there to shock your conscience so much that the Most High Yah may get some of his word into your mind, into your heart? That anger at any time will shut down your eight-lane highway. All the thoughts going on in your mind. All of a sudden you beheld this anger of the minister before you. And all of a sudden, you know, all these thoughts and everything that you were off in La La Land eating a Snickers bar or wherever you were, all of a sudden, you know, this expression brings you to reality and awakens your heart and awakens your mind. You He wants us to know the love of Yeshua, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of Yah. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What is that power that worketh in us? The power of the Holy Spirit. Again, in Romans 8, verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, is what we read before, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We, I am persuading you by the word, receive this word, receive this love, be loved. All these things, we, Hebrews, children of Yah, are more than conquerors. Why? Through him, us. It says, for I, and you should be persuaded, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able, listen, none of this shall be able to separate us from the love of Yah, but you will be able to separate yourself from the love of Yah. Because if you were once enlightened, you have tasted of the heavenly gift, and you fall away, it's impossible to renew you unto again, unto salvation. Nor nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of Yah, which is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Thessalonians again, 1 Thessalonians, we give thanks to Yah always for you. Oh, listen to that. Ain't that beautiful? I give thanks for all my brothers and sisters that are in this room tonight, fellowshipping here, breaking bread with the word of Yah. And we give thanks to Yah, the minister of Yah, always. They should be giving thanks to Yah always for you all. And we make mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Savior Jesus Christ in the sight of Yah and our Father. Brethren, beloved, your election of Yah. For our gospel, and it's not our gospel, it's his word, came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. We do it for you. And you became followers of us and of the Savior, having received the word in much affliction. And I know many of us have that testimony. You know, when we first come into this, that natural family kicked like a Brahma bull. And they fought, and they fought, and they fought. But if you were persuaded of better things, you let that thing fall away, and you say, I'm going on with the Most High Yah. You know, you forsook natural family to gain real family. That's something that's in this world that is strange. Because our life is hid with Christ in Yah. Family is becoming a thing of antiquity now. just as when homosexuality, lesbian, all that crap, men with men, women with women, people with animals and all kinds of crap. You see the destruction of the family? You see how much the Hasatan hates family because he's no longer of the family of Yah? He was cast out because he bore thorns and briars. And so we are bound to give thanks always to Yah for you. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Brethren, beloved of the Savior, because Yah, from the beginning, chose you to salvation. From the beginning, He's chosen you through salvation. To salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. The thing that is setting us apart from everything in this world is that Holy Spirit, that power of Yah that is in our being. Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold to traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, our Savior Jesus Christ Himself and Yahweh, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts, saints of the Most High, Hebrews, and establish you in every good word and work. In Hebrews again, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Again, back in Ephesians, chapter 1. No, I'm speaking a lot of word here, but I am persuading you of better things. And you need to receive the better things. And one of the things you need to receive is the love of Yah. Why? Some of you that may be in this room have resisted the love of Yah. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be, this is why we were chosen, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Notice that body. This body is called love. And He has predestinated us unto the adoption of children, Hebrews, by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted. He hath made us accepted. You're no longer rejected, not in this family. You should not feel any forms of rejection in this family. But hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us. He hath abounded toward us. Even in His work, in His time, He was persuaded of better things for us, for you. And thus I speak to you at this very time, very minute, very second. And it has always been spoken to you in times past. Receive the love of Yah, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, when things come to maturity, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, that's the family, and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to our destiny. It's already been laid out. It's already been mapped. It's already been constructed beforehand because of his love for you. So let his love walk you. Let his love lead you. Let his love be that light and that lamp unto your path. Let his love be the very heartbeat in your being. Let his love be your eyesight. Let his love be your hearing. That we should be, through the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Saints of the Most High Yah, Hebrews, if you call yourself a Hebrew, you Israelite, if you call yourself a Hebrew Israelite, understand that you are a child of the King. The only way that you can bear the name of Hebrew, of being a Hebrew. I have made known unto your conscience again tonight, as it was in former times, that better things are persuaded of you, and better things can come from you if you allow him to work through you. He is love. And the only way that we're going to love is let him love through us. We need to look at the love he has shown toward us and then express that love. As much love as you receive from him, that's only as much love as you can give. So tank up on love. Tank up on the love of Yah. That your brothers and your sisters will be strengthened, be edified, will be victorious, will be more than conquerors, that the words that we speak one another will be words of life, not words of death, that we'll rise up and be that great one army for the Most High Yah, because we are family, and because better things are persuaded for us, because these things have been predestined for us. So walk in it. Don't walk away from it. Don't walk outside of it. Walk in it. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. To the few that are joined in this room tonight, this is one blog talk with very few people in it. But the Most High, he capitalizes in few. Only few. Only few. Only few. Well, family, I bless you all again tonight and thank you again for your support, for us supporting one another as the family of Yah. You know, we call this a ministry. And the ministry would not be a ministry if you was not part of the ministry. And you are ministers in this ministry, which helps it to be a ministry. I see a lot of ministries out there that are just for self-gain. But how many ministries out there are ministries because of the ministers that are in it? We are all ministers. We all are servants. And this ministry could not be a ministry without you. Without the family of Yah, without the people of Yah, you know, what would we be? We've really got to look at ourselves the way the Most High Yah looks at us and quit our own damn carnal thoughts, thinking that the Most High Yah sees us as we see ourselves. We've got to die daily. We've got to embrace death. If we're going to overcome death, we're going to look death straight on. We're not going to be fearful. The Hebrews are not fearful. We're not going to be, as in times of all our lifetime, in bondage to death. No, we've been taken from death. You're in life now. Now, absorb life. Live life. Drink life. It's there for you. If, for instance, you would allow it to saturate you. Well, saints of the Most High, I bless you. Bless you and thank you. And I adjure you and admonish you to keep continuing to love one another. Any of y'all have aughts, once again, you need to mend this ought. You really, really, really need to come together, because if you don't, you won't get no deeper in binding and loosing. You need to let love have the upper hand. Some of you need to take the low road. You need to take a humble pill. You need to overcome pride. So a lot of people in the family are very prideful. Most High Yah is going to love you enough to deal with that pride if you allow him to. He's going to persuade better things of you. He's going to have you have heard tonight. Oh, bless you all, saints of the Most High Yah. Glory, glory to Yah. King is coming. Bless you all. Until the next blog talk, pray you stay prayerful. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The King is coming.